You know, in life, I think one of the loveliest things is to be proud of someone or something. And I guess usually I get the things that we're the most proud of are our kids or our partners or, I don't know, an achievement. But something that I, and I know you're all enormously proud of, is our workplace for something really special that, that Triple M does every year, and that is Triple M's No Talk Day. So this coming Monday, we stop talking to encourage Aussie men to start their own mental health conversation. Very, very sadly, suicide is the biggest killer of Aussie men aged 18 to 44. Over 3,000 men took their lives last year. That's nearly seven a day.
Oh, my God.
And things, yeah, like daily pressures of financial stresses, work, relationship strain, isolation, and a big one, I think, is our busy, busy lives.
Mm.
You know, we're just all so busy, and we know that each other are so busy. So I almost feel like that's stopped us talking to each other because we don't want to bother our mates.
Yeah. Look, it's three times the national road toll. Have a think about that. Let that dawn on you for a moment. And I'm really thrilled that you said you're proud of the workplace. I am too. For a company that's a nationally publicly listed company to walk away from all the revenue from an entire day, that is a huge amount of money to make a statement that we need to talk to one another. And it might be very, very difficult for you to open up to somebody. And now, if you feel like there's somebody in that situation, go and open up with them on their behalf. And the other thing I was thinking was blokes could do for their mates is if they feel like they'd be uncomfortable talking to their close mates, get together, put $50 each in a hat and go and buy them 10 sessions with a psychologist to go and have a chat as a present.
Yeah,
I think it'd be a great present. I do know that the professionals are pretty overwhelmed at the moment. So you can go to your doctor and get a mental health assessment if you feel a bit wobbly. Please do it. Like it's confidential. You're allowed to go just there by yourself and then you're eligible for 10 free sessions. Now, that can take a little while. They are literally overwhelmed. One in three Australians in the census the other day have a chronic disease, and the majority of that is mental health. So it's not, we are literally looking at the tip of the iceberg, Spider.
Yeah, we are. And I think, you know, when you, think about the circles you hang around in, doesn't matter who you are, what, you know, where you live, it doesn't discriminate mental health. And, you know, a couple of years ago when Danny Frawley, the captain of the St Kilda Football Club, he was my captain, my first ever captain of the St Kilda Footy Club and an icon in the AFL world took his own life because of the circumstances of mental health. You know, when you look at somebody who was hard, tough, and also a leader and a character as well, to have all those dark days behind him. But you know what I found the most alarming during his funeral, sitting there at a packed house at St Kilda Hall with thousands of people there with different people getting up to talk. I always felt, and through the whole funeral, I felt that he was going to walk back in.
Yeah, right.
I felt that he was going to walk back in and say, why has it got this far? Why, you know, we shouldn't be here. It shouldn't take somebody like myself to die to bring so many people together to talk about mental health. I absolutely felt that he was going to walk through that door and say, it should never come to this.
Understand. Wow. That's
and
so powerful.
If you're in that situation right now, it should never come to this. And that's why we do No Talk Day on Monday, because I think, you know, there's so many people out there that would feel exactly the same right now.
Can I just check one last thing on the end?
No, I just wanted to make sure people know that we're partnering with Beyond Blue.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they're in a wonderful organisation, what you say, Flynn.
My word, I love Beyond Blue, absolutely. Go a little bit further beyond Are You Okay was the advice I had from a mate who's a psychologist the other day. Push further in than Are You Okay. Say, are you okay? Would you like to talk to me about it? Maybe you should talk to somebody else about it. I'm happy to listen to you. And if it's the other way around, if the shoe's on the other foot and you want to say, can I talk to you about something, start with a statement that eases it in. I'm struggling with something. I'd like to talk about my feelings. Are you okay to listen?
Yeah.
Would be a really great start if you just want to open up.
Absolutely. And I just want to say thank you for sharing that. You've made me fully, I'm in tears, but I really appreciate you saying that because I just think there would be so many people that it's just so final. So hard for them to just think that they're never coming back.
Yeah.
That reality is just, it's,
it shatters everybody, doesn't it?
No shows, no ads, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. next Monday. We stop talking to encourage Aussie men to start talking about their own mental health. Triple M's No Talk Day, and you can always contact beyondblue.org.au. Triple M Breakfast, Flan, Ali and Spider.